time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win in Cleveland on Sunday.
Last night, and reminded him again afterwards that my birthday was on September 23rd, and they were kind of, they had fun with it because it was so many years. They gave me a jersey with how many years old I am on it. I can tell you, it was definitely an offensive lineman number. And I got a couple presents, and we were getting ready to play the Lions, and didn't have time to open them. I said, well, I'm opening them up after. And then we lost. I'm like, well, I'll open them up after we win. And then we didn't win, you know, for 5 weeks, 4 weeks. And then we won. I didn't have time. And I opened them up. I opened it up this week going into this game. And one of them was this coin the friend sent. And it's got a warrior on it. And the back of it is Joshua 1:9. And it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I talked to the guys, and I just told them, I think what I was so emotional about last week was their courage and their ability to not be dismayed in times of adversity or when things look tough and dark. And that is what won this game again. And that's why I'm so proud of these guys, and that's why it means so much. And by no means is this the end. We're 5-5. Our head's just above water. We're just above water. We're breathing. We're not even out of the water. But what you saw out there was a tough, hard-fought game against a really good team. I mean, the Browns are a very good football team. They're a tough, determined team. It's a typical AFC North battle. And I'm proud of the guys for the way they played and what they had to do to find a way to win that game in the second half the way they did. What question do you have?
What was kind of going through your mind when you heard on the headset, you know, Hurricane, the play call?
Well, I didn't hear it. We were talking about it. And, I mean, I heard that I knew it was going to be called, but it was part of the conversation. And I was excited. You know, it was a good call. We talked about calling that if we got inside of one. If we weren't inside of one, we weren't going to go for it. But we got the one because Lamar and Hop execute and make a play and gets us down in there. And then I can't remember the sequence of events, but that was the call that was going to be made. And man, it was so beautifully executed. When you see it, a good idea has many fathers, right? But when you see it executed well, I mean, that's what makes it a good idea. And that's what I'm probably most proud of.
John, so before that, no thought. I mean, Tyler kicked the ball well all game, and you were well within his range. There was no thought about kicking a field goal to try to go ahead by three there.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was part of the deal. That was what we thought, and we weren't going to do anything unless it was close enough to go for it.
What kind of gave you the confidence, whatever you want to call it, to go with that play instead?
I think just the fact that we'd practiced it so much and we felt good about it. We felt like Mark and would execute it well. It looked really good in practice. It was a good idea, and if you get the look you want, I mean, if they give you the sneak, you know, you could do that. You could. There's other checks involved there too that we have. But like Mark said, we can't say too much. But I just felt like it was going to be executed well.
Is there a calculus between, like, is that any more high risk than a normal push? Like, were you looking for the kind of knockout punch right there?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure what that would be calculus wise.
Did you think it could go for as big of a play as it did?
I was hoping for a first down, man. But you knew it had a chance, you know, and it just was executed so beautifully. And then I'll say this, I told Mark coming off the field, when he turned the corner and he saw, I mean, he accelerated. I'll bet he was up well over 20 miles an hour there. I mean, he kicked it into fourth gear and he was rolling.
John, with as much adversity that Mark's gone through the past year, how good was it for him to have the milestone touchdown here but also become the career yardage leader for the franchise?
I think that's such a good point. I mean, you know, that's what life is, you know, and football, and maybe it's one of the reasons why people are so attracted to the sport and to the NFL because you see that adversity play out in front of everybody's eyes, you know, and then you get the criticism or the outside noise or whatever that people have to deal with, which is the same thing that people go through in their everyday life, right? So you can relate to it. So you see Mark go through that, or Lamar's been through that. So many guys have been through those things. Then you see him overcome like that, and that's what that verse is all about, you know, that kind of courage and not to be dismayed and to maintain your faith and faith and guts and keep fighting, you know, and, you know, the Lord is with you wherever you go, you know, just hope and belief and all those things that mean so much. I think people relate to that when they see it. So, yes, to your point, that's the long version of the answer, but I think that's a great, it's a great point.
John, how difficult is Myles Garrett in specific and their defense as a whole make things for you guys today?
That's what they do, you know, and then, and we knew that. And, you know, the thing I think we did a great job of, and it starts with Lamar at quarterback, is you minimize their big plays because they're going to make their plays. They're going to get their sacks. They're going to get their TFLs. You minimize them and don't let them become really bad plays, okay? And then you find a way to make plays to take advantage of when, you know, you get a crack and you get an opening. Because there's vulnerabilities there, you know. And Lamar did that, and the guys did that. Think of the pass to Zay down the field, Lamar scrambling for yards and getting first downs, first down conversions, things like that. Getting us into field goal range and making sure we kept field goal range. I mean, those are the things that are challenging to do against a defense like that. And that's what you have to do to win games against defenses like that.
Often when the backup quarterback comes in as a spark for the other team, how big was the pressure you guys were able to put on Shador to keep him off balance?
And I'm so glad you asked that. I should have said more about that in the team post meeting. I mean, first of all, the defense. I think they had gave up 187 yards, okay? The pressure, the pass rush was incredible, especially in the second half. You know, how many sacks, how many quarterback hits, really didn't give him a chance to breathe really at all. I thought the coverage was really good. Man coverage, yeah, he completed a couple there. But how about the coverage down the stretch? How about Cheeto's play? How about Rose play? You know, just tight coverage and batting balls out and getting PBUs. Of course, the sacks. I'm just going to be more proud of those guys.
Just when a backup quarterback like that comes in without much film, because Kyle got it. Good hit on him on that second series, which kind of rattled him a little bit and led to the interception. Does it just keep playing your game?
Yeah, we didn't have enough to say we played. And you practice your game plan, and the game plan was going to be good for their offensive system and what they're doing. They're not going to change that. You know, they're not going to change who they are. You don't know how the quarterback's going to look exactly, but you just got to kind of take care of your own business.
Did you notice the defense getting any more swagger, confidence as that game kind of rolled on, second, third quarter, fourth quarter?
I thought they played the same the whole game. You know, I mean, yeah, they had a couple runs on us early. We had to clean up some gap control and some tackling, and once we got that cleaned up, it seemed like they were rolling.
How much does it help kind of going forward to win a couple of muddy games, if you will, where you have this one? You know, there were some kind of mistakes in the middle, and then they're, you know, obviously their defense is really difficult and tough.
Well, I mean, it's just a tough league. It's not going to be perfect too often, you know. And even when it seems perfect, you know, everybody can still find something, you know. And you should, because you want to improve. But that's just how it works, you know. It's like DeAndre said. He said, all these things that we've been through, that makes us who we are going forward.
Two more. Did you get out of the game okay health-wise?
I believe so, but I haven't gotten a report on that yet. All good. Thank you.
Thank you.